This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, welcome to Tuesday Night Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Dr. Tim Slecker, Johnny Lupinacci doing his duty at the school board meeting today, being a good father, a contributing member of society. And as far as we know, Evan, hopefully he's not there railing on critical race theory or anything like that, or masking.
You know? The good work. Yeah,
and Johnny can be a little radical. So, Johnny, if you're out there at that school board meeting, leave those poor people alone. Don't be giving them crap. Oh, Tuesday night, Busted Pencils, leadership, principalship. Awesome guest tonight, Mr. Dana Suppa, principal, McKinley Elementary School, Erie, Pennsylvania. Dana, welcome to Busted Pencils. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Tim. Thanks for having me. My school boards are on Wednesday, so I was able to help you out tonight.
I appreciate you being able to step in on such a moment's notice. Answering the call to a Busted Pencils request for a live interview, a busy person like you, I know it's tough to find time to come on to an instant show like this. So we appreciate you. Dana Suppa, principal. Actually, though, for the listener, though, Dana and Tim Slecker here have a little bit of a long history going back to 1985, Edinburgh University, where we both learned to become teachers. And
correct.
In that process of becoming teachers, you went on to be a principal leader. I became an education leader in higher education. Here we are 30 years later, looking as good as we looked in 1985.
Oh, for sure. Right? For sure. Tim.
Maybe even better.
Yeah.
You know,
I weighed better hair than I did when I was 19.
I was going to say your weight looks a lot better. My hair has gotten much thicker since 1985.
So. Yeah, that's true. And more feathery.
Get more feathery on my back, I should say, though, not on the top of my head.
TMI.
Too much information. So, Dana, special show, though. I've been trying to get you on for a while. And, you know, we want to take this leadership conversation about education a couple ways. First, though, kudos. Great article that came out on Alternet that actually covered your school. McKinley Community School really counted, though, Erie School District. Describe for the listener Erie City School System, poverty ratio, number of students on free and reduced lunches. Give us a sense of what does it mean to live and go to school in Erie, Pennsylvania?
Well, I was fortunate enough to teach at McKinley prior, not directly prior to when I became principal, but I was there back in the middle 90s is when I started there. And our demographics have pretty much stayed the same. Right now, we're about 92% free and reduced lunch. We're about 18% EL. Speaking of that, we've gotten about 35 Afghan refugees in the past few months. And then we're also about 28% special ed. So there's always been a need for support at our school, for things to help our students learn. So in our school system, we've had some financial issues dating back forever, as far as I can remember. But particularly in 2014 and 15, we were faced with some decisions that were very tough. And so our former superintendent, Jay Baddams, had to close five elementary schools.
Wow, five elementary schools.
Five elementary schools, yes. Okay. So those kids were filtered through other schools nearby in the city. Under a mile and a half, you have to walk to school. So that's become an issue, but we're working on that and we can talk about that later. So our test scores were actually, before pandemic, kind of on their way up. They've always been low. We've been working very hard. We've got hardworking teachers and administrators, parents, but it's been a struggle with all the things that go with an impoverished district. So the community.
So they're there. Let me stop you on the so okay, we've got a picture. It's a, you know, when you just hit 92% free and reduced lunches, I think the listener here goes, okay, that's you've got your work cut out for you. You talk about the financial collapse in the 2000 teens, I guess that's how we would say about, you know, and the closing of schools. I actually remember on the Busted Pencils podcast interviewing your superintendent, Jay Adams, mm-hmm. that time. So the financial collapse, but the, you know, the alternate article, though, really focused on and laid this out, the history, the kind of tough road that McKinley and Erie School District itself has been in for the long time. But the kudos in the alternate article was looking at your school in particular, but even others. McKinley as against all of those negative financial situations that the school was in, the poverty issues that you're dealing with, there's a bright spot that has emerged out of McKinley schools in the form of, quote, a community school. What does that mean?
So as far as the community school, when I spoke earlier about, you know, being a teacher there and people needing services, what basically the community school model does is bring in agencies and services to help our families go to one place rather than trying to get them to go around the whole county. You know, transportation's an issue, work schedules are issues, things like that. The ability to get them to go there has always been a difficulty, but by bringing all of these things and people into our school, we are able to keep our school open. We are able to provide space for families to see counselors, to see caseworkers and things like that.
Okay, so the whole idea then, the community, and in fact, they use this, you know, typically we would talk about an elementary school as the centerpiece to a community. And this really truly extends that idea and says, well, if it's going to be the center of the community, then let's make sure that there are services available beyond academic preparation for whatever politician state test they want us to take. You're actually looking at, you know, needs. So talk about the United Way's impact on this. There's United Way business. Just so people understand, where, considering all the financial difficulties you laid out, where does the money come from to run a community school?
So Erie used to be a huge industrial city. GE was there, Lord Corporation, who makes helicopter and aviation parts. Hammermill Paper was headquartered there. GE drastically cut its workforce. In fact, they sold to a company called Wabtec, which I believe is part of Westinghouse. Lord Corporation was sold and bought by Parker, and Hammermill closed. So our neighborhood had a lot of those laborers living in there. And when they lost jobs, obviously they lost financial resources in order to do things for their family. So United Way, as our sort of organizer, offered to, they've seen other of these models across the country. They offered to pilot community schools at a few different schools in Erie. In fact, United Way changed their entire model of how they were going to distribute funds throughout the Erie County. Before, if you applied for funding from United Way, they would give you that money based upon your proposal, and they had all sorts of different things that you could get it for. Like all of our neighborhood centers would have something. If you had a special nonprofit that dealt with certain things, you could petition United Way for money. Well, United Way said, listen, from now on, we're working with the schools of Erie County, particularly the city of Erie. So if you want money from us, you have to propose, how are you going to benefit the education of our kids? And so the idea of community schools came about, and, you know, they offered it to me, and I think I had the first proposal in. to try to get to the community school. Yeah. Cause it's been something that I noticed as a teacher back in 96 and 95. And as principal, I was in a position to try to finally make that happen, because as a principal, you're still trying to do all this stuff, but you don't have the time. If you get someone in there that specifically is there to assist you, and you, I can have all these great ideas and go to Amy Grandy, our community school director, and say, hey, I want to do this. Then she takes it from there.
Okay, so there, so collaboration, United Way steps in and says education is important in our broader community. McKinley School, McKinley Elementary, you're going to take on this community school role. We're going to try to locate, but the other part, you know, it's not just the United Way in Erie. There are, it's a collaboration, the way I understand it, of the funding. Local business, is there, are there any contributors that need to be mentioned on the show?
Yeah, so we have what we call our corporate partners, and GE, which is now Wabtec, sponsors Edison. We have a group called Women United. We used to have Lord Corporation, but when they merged or sold, that new corporation didn't want to do that. We have Erie Insurance is a big contributor. We have Achievement Center. We've got some joint ventures of businesses around Deal School. So it's a matter of them getting involved, because they know what's right for our kids. And so they pay for the community school director. That's where they come from. Mm. We also have lead partners, which ours in particular is Edinburgh University. That's where we go to for all of our educational support, like student teachers and field experience. We also work through the psychology department. We work through the social work department. They send us interns. There is a volunteer group that sends people to come work with literacy or math, whatever we want them to do on a regular basis. So the corporate money pays for the operation. It's usually in a 3-year cycle. In fact, ours is Women United, and we had to actually, when Lord dropped us, we were kind of floating in the ocean. We didn't really know what we were going to do, but United Way was steadfastly involved in trying to find someone. Well, this group of women in Erie, a very influential group, said, well, we want it. One of the members of Erie United is part of the sponsor for Deal School. And so when they asked us if we would be willing to do that, we said, sure. So we had fundraisers. We needed to raise $175,000. We ended up raising almost $250,000.
Awesome.
So we were taken care of, and some of that extra money went to schools in the county, like Union City opened a community school, Union City Elementary, and Girard also jumped on, and Iroquois School District. They're all neighboring within 40 miles of Erie.
Well, we're going to get ready up on the break here. So one of the things I want to talk about when we get back from the break, though, we talked about the funding, the partners. There's so much collaboration involved to make a successful community school. We want to come back and really talk to the listeners about what are the services beyond the academic needs that the students have and how that all comes together. So Dana Suppa, principal, McKinley Elementary, Erie City Schools, Erie, Pennsylvania, Edinburgh University, rock and roll graduate. Darn it, Busted Pencils, more back after the break. You are, yeah, we are.